because you can handle the truth.
Welcome, welcome. Hello, everyone. It's another late night with Johnny. That's right. It's happening again. Yay. All right. Yeah, we got another super special. It's amazing. You know, we've covered just about every serious political subject that involves the real sacrifice of people's lives already. And we've offered the... Hello? Okay, well, I guess I got other people talking to me over my headset. That's okay. I'll talk to you all at the same time. Yes, I answered all our major questions already, and psychologically, we have a difficult time with it. We go, that's impossible. What does this guy think he is? And it doesn't matter what you think of me. Like, that's the amazing thing about it. All people are paying back private banksters loans they didn't extend. That credit, it never came out of their private pocket. It's a con, and it's very easy to resolve. We have to understand that... The issuance of credit has been pirated, and these private individuals just rake in the billions of dollars every quarter for nothing. And all of us give them half of our lives because it's a substitute, or they substitute ourselves for purpose, you know, purpose in existence. Like, why are you alive? Well, I've got to pay back the banker plus, you know, compounded interest over the course of 30 years on this house they borrowed me the money for. Everybody believes. And after 29 years and 60,000 factories leaving the area of the nation of these United States, once they those factories left, there's, of course, millions and millions of fewer well-paying jobs. And so you're not going to make it to the end of that month, largely also because, you know, a banker knocked on your door and said, do you want your payments lowered? And you said, well, sure, could use the break. You're a soldier family, right? Well, of course, you know, we're going to do this because we support the troops. Sign here, thank you very much, goodbye. And their rates double or quadruple. And they got no legal recourse, they say, because, well, you signed the form, man, you're out of luck. So after 29 years of making payments on your home, you lose out. They seize that house, it's no longer your own, and you don't get any of that money back, though. You don't get any of the money. Nope, you don't get any of it back. Now, why did you have to pay them compounded interest? Well, it was, they suggest that you falsely believe that, well, they did that big favor for you, and now you had to pay them back over 30 years. They were willing to risk it, and they lost their risk, so they get everything in exchange. And the fact here is they didn't cover that initial credit. Now, it's really bad since the repeal of Glass-Steagall, right? Under Clinton, when they repealed Glass-Steagall, that law there was specifically for embezzlers, to stop embezzlers from depleting all our money out of the banks. And maybe you can think for a second and understand, why is it that all these banks are just continuously being bailed out and nobody explains to you that, or even asks to say, well, where'd the money go? You don't have expenses. If you have one teller, they're sitting there between 4 and 6, 3 days a week. And all the other days of the week, you got to go to the machine and charge you service fees to access your own money. Of which, you know, because we got rid of all these important regulations, you know, they'll just score endless amounts of cash. Like in Canada, $10 billion each quarter is the last I heard. But yeah, so we've been pirated this way, and we've talked about that, and so that's the central core. That's the central problem, is we have to get our minds on that. And then people can't, because they're religiously, or whatever it is, they just blindly believe something that isn't in God's interest. It is, if there is an intelligence in this universe, it's God's will that we treat ourselves fairly, as that way everybody wins, right? And this is what every religion teaches. It's called the Golden Rule. And it just makes simple sense, actually, because we can logically work it out. So, you know, atheists rule supreme, just like everybody else does. But hang on, we're going to get into some really incredible info this show. So press record and catch me on the other side here. Okay, talk to you soon.
Oh, I love you, I want and calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich, but for you? Can you survive when the stock market tanks? History has proven that all this and more may be just around the corner. It's not too late for you to prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead. Protect your money now or forever. Kiss it goodbye. Call Republic Trading Group today and take advantage of our special offerings. We offer over a half century experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge and are prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balance and portfolio protection. As the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this great nation, Republic Trading Group can offer you privacy, safety, and security. We invite you to visit RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com for further information regarding the protection of your wealth or call Republic Trading Group at 800-691-7898 for a private consultation. That's 800-691-7898.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
So yes, my friends, it's been quite a journey so far. It's been quite incredible that we understand how the mechanisms of how we're controlled. And part of the control is our fear of certainty. Now, it can also be correlated in a way our fear of God. We're fear of smart folks talking, maybe sometimes. Because we had Donahue, he was the most popular show in the history of MSNBC, and making them more money than anybody else. And they fired him because he had a little bit of independent thought. He was thinking off the beaten track, and really, that's what it, to have a free mind. You're just free to think whatever way you want. But we see that people are affected by suggestion. You know, there's the Joe Biden thing where they say, "Well, yeah, he was talking about putting blacks in chains," and you go, "Well, that's ridiculous." Do you understand the context at all of which they were speaking? But it hurts people's ego, because if I talk about that issue, you go, "Yeah, well, that's what I said too," and that's right, and that's how suggestion works. Like, you know, and then plus it's subjective, like what your interpretation of Biden is. Now, he says a lot of stupid things, and there's no commitment on either side of these pinko commie fences to actually fight for a just cause to defend the plundered American. You know, both if you're a Romney supporter or an Obama, Obamanoid, you're a commie pinko, and we discussed that one day last week. And it's very easily provable, and you can't defend yourself, but run away and hide as a coward. They've stolen $16 trillion from us, that's certain. But one of the best examples I give on this nature of why you're terrified of our suffering world, and when you face the truth, it gives us an opportunity to deal with these serious matters because they involve the sacrifice of America, right? But in the one of the best examples is the BP oil rig, right? How did it, what happened there? Well, Rand Paul, big, you know, the guy that Alex Jones takes credit for putting into our authority, stated it was just an accident. You know, sometimes accidents happen. You're always looking for somebody to blame, John. What's your problem? Well, it's true. We want to find out, you know, what the cause of this horrific effect was. You know, we have all the shrimp in Louisiana are born blind. 5% of the fish in the Gulf has one form of lesion or another. And we understand scientifically, likely this is due to all the toxins that will disrupt the cell of the fish, like the DNA of the nucleus, gets all messed up and becomes tumorous or dies, or, you know, you get these cancerous tumors. And you think, well, so what? It's only 5% of the fish. Well, that poison that was toxic to the fish is too toxic to you, the soldier who's ordered to eat these products. Good, you know, like that's where the first shipments go out, is to the military, to say, look, you don't form your conclusions with scientific understanding. You just go blind and believe that will make it seem like you're patriotic. So eat your fish and be proud. But this is a very serious situation. And a lot of people lost their livelihoods, and we've got the guy who has the same brain lesions as the dolphins, and he's expected to die soon. He went swimming in the Gulf because I guess he saw Obama swimming in the Gulf, and he said it was okay. So this guy goes swimming in the Gulf, figures it's all right. Now he's got lesions that the dolphins died from, and he tried to speak at a forum that's available on YouTube, and he was shut out. Nobody wants to hear from him either, you know. And that's the thing; it's a very serious issue. Right, so the certainty of this is what caused that effect? Well, they removed the safety fluid. Well, what's that, John? Well, it prevents the rig from blowing up. Well, what's it used for? Well, it's to prevent the rig from blowing up. Well, what happens if you remove the safety fluid? The rig blows up. Well, why would they remove the safety fluid if they knew for sure it was going to blow the rig up? Well, they sold their stock just days prior, and then Cheney and the boys bought the cleanup companies just days prior. Right, and they did it on purpose. There was a fight on the rig. They were punching each other in the head. Then many of them were murdered. There was it 11 rig workers and a whole bunch of others were injured. They're murdered. It was done on purpose. So this is God's. This is what I talk about in relationship to our position with God. God is suffering. We're all suffering because of your ego, whatever it is. You go, look, and I covered the. Like on Democracy Now, there's some great spots on there on the toxicity of the fish, and they tell you this is a terrible thing that happened to us, and that's all valuable info. But then the guy says, well, we don't know exactly how it happened, you know, maybe there'll be an investigation or something. Well, we do know, and that's the trouble, you know. So people, Alex Jones, for example, Alex Jones is infallible. He never makes a mistake. He's always correct. Now, how is he going to deal with it, right? We want justice here. There is no question that they need to be arrested, their money needs to be seized, and it needs to go to these victims because it was done with malicious criminal contempt for the survival of our species with this Corexit. The company that was spraying Corexit is owned by Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs was facing a lot of public scrutiny, so, you know, that could be the motive. And that's another thing that we've talked about that we, you know, we get screwed up often on. You know, with the Fast and Furious operation, people go, yeah, I read the white paper too. It's to take away our guns. No, that's you're saying that's a motive for why they committed the offense. Fast and Furious is giving military grenades to Mexican drug cartels to kill police officers to push their dope onto American teens, of which as third strike felonies, they will go to prison for 25 years. That's what that is. It's giving grenades to the worst of the Mexican drug cartels and then lying to us and saying it was to track gun shipments. But it's not. Now, why is it that all these guys who control our media, who say they criticize Obama, and they're the so-called right-wing force against Obama, the libertarian, the socialist, Marxist, Leninist guy, where they paint these falsehoods. Why don't they ever say this? You know, they're grenades to kill cops. It's not to take away your guns. It's to kill cops. They need to be arrested for this. Their lies do not make sense. They say they're there to track the weapons. Well, you didn't put a GPS on any of this material, of which would have been simple, very easy. They had the grenades in their possession, they claim, the Obama administration did, before giving it to this guy, real grenades. They admit to giving to this guy, this John Batiste Kingsley. We've talked about that, too, the nature of secrecy. What is it that we don't know, particularly on this matter? And why is it that all these individuals who say Obama is a socialist and we can't let him get reelected never bring up that? They never bring up the fact that they indiscriminately mass murdered the people in Libya. And I know a lot of the Alex Jones cult members routinely get this wrong. To escape the actual bad guys, do they do it on purpose? I doubt it. I think we're just all affected by suggestion. Alex Jones initially, since maybe I'm having a positive effect on this world, because, you know, it seems now he's saying, well, NATO and the UN. Well, you know, he's been always selling it's the UN that does these things. And it's not. The UN did not okay the bombing of Libya. All they had was a no-fly zone called 1976, of which Gaddafi was never found in violation of. That's very important. So it's not the UN who issued that, who allowed this. Then NATO just went in and slaughtered the civilian population. 10,000 bombing strikes of only civilian targets because there were no federal buildings. This was Gaddafi's strange philosophy, that there be no federal government except for the organization of everybody getting a share of oil wealth, everybody getting access to free education, everybody having a roof over their head, everybody getting $58,000 when they get married. You know, this was what it was to live in Libya. Right, and they say now Al-Qaeda is ruling there as tyrant, ungodly enemies, that if you even mention anything positive that Gaddafi was about, you can assure yourself will be gifted by the American taxpayer a death sentence or life term prison for that truth-telling. That's the facts, right? So NATO has to be arrested. This is first-degree mass murder. Why do you keep continually insisting that these lives in other countries aren't as valuable as American lives? Because you sacrifice yourself in this argument, right? We have this with Clint Eastwood. Why is it that Johnny's the only guy on earth who can explain this? It's so simple. He says, look, why do you want to give a terrorist a fair trial? Exactly. Why do we want to do that? Torture them to get false confessions. And what, Clint Eastwood? Escape the bad guys? Correct. You're not serving America's cause by advancing to torture an innocent person somehow meets our goals as men in this world. They're torturing people in Guantanamo to give false confessions. But can we identify the victims? We most certainly can. They're girls' school teachers. Do you feel comfortable about that? You know, do you feel comfortable about the soldiers on video today with Geraldo telling you they got no problem shipping the heroin? Well, where and when does it become a criminal offense? Because we got people getting 25-year life terms. And then you got the stop and empty out your pockets New York situation. No probable cause in any way whatsoever. They just randomly stop people and tell you to empty your pockets. Now, if you have a little bit of heroin on yourself, what kind of life term prison sentence are you looking at in New York? I want to know. You know, because these cops are not following probable cause. They're terrified to be real men of the community. They refuse to defend the great New York City, of which I will champion to the highest, hold to the highest level of respect. We want to get those who set explosives into World Trade Center 7. The place comes down in a classic collapse. But we got a problem. Guess who? You know, Anthony Schaefer. He's a very disturbing individual. But he initiates this, so that's a good thing. And out of the best things he's said, he has talked about truth being really important. We've got to find out what's going on. He's definitely centered on the 9/11 perpetrators. There's no doubt about it. We covered to great extent that Dave Oslak had a war game of high treason to invade Afghanistan called Unified Vision, right? And Unified Vision ran between May 7th to the 24th of 2001, and in between there we had Red X on May the 11th. Inside of Unified Vision, one of the big clues, I've looked more at this over the weekend, is that they're talking about building collapses, and then in the press release that is given by Giuliani, there's no mention of buildings collapsing. Why would you not have that in there to explain what the thing's about? They've sort of removed that, and then in the 9/11 commission we find out that Red X was about building collapses, and some other researchers have found that this was involved specifically with planes and the WTC attack. But this stuff is not so easy to find on the internets. But it's there. And so to invade Afghanistan means the only way to do that is to provide no evidence against the accused bin Laden, because the Taliban had repeatedly offered bin Laden over more than 40 times. They arrested him and said, take your man, Mr. Clinton. But Anthony Schaefer, Anthony Schaefer, very curious here. Stay tuned. And if you've got any interest in the subject material, give me a call. 877-488-5350. Talk to you soon.
flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So here's a curious thing about Red X. For example, the Office of Emergency Management Director Richard Schreier was asked about it when was that? December the 5th, 2001. And here's what he explained. Quote, Operation Red X, he's the director, the big boss that is orchestrating Operation Red X inside New York City. They were rehearsing a terrorist attack in New York City in conjunction with Unified Vision, all run and orchestrated by Dave Oslek to invade Afghanistan. Unified Vision is to invade Afghanistan. The only way to invade Afghanistan is to offer no evidence against bin Laden, because they're Muslim fundamentalists. They will refuse to hand him over because he's an innocent person in Christ. They are true Christians. They are true Jews. They are true Muslims. To demand evidence to form your conclusion, right? Ask anybody in America. You know, what's the crime of the Taliban to ask America to form your conclusion, you loser? Why would you not want to know? You know, in faith, you sacrifice to the deity George Walker Bush, who says he said, quote, "We don't need any evidence." Unquote. You know, so you sacrifice to him as your deity. You refuse to love God and love freedom or the republic, and instead love Bush to dictate your reason for being, because he said you're either with him without any evidence or you're with the terrorists who don't deserve justice. You don't deserve to be treated fairly then, right? So, but anyway, with this Richard Schreier, he's the top guy with Red X and Dave Oslek. But anyway, he says, quote, Operation Red X provided a proving ground and a great readiness training exercise for many challenges the city routinely faces. such as weather events, heat emergency, building collapses, fires, and public safety and health issues, unquote. New York City government, December 5th. Now, it's, you know, sometimes you miss this stuff, eh? And maybe I read it a little quick, but now I'll just sort of exaggerate this a little bit. Many challenges the city routinely faces. Weather events, that's routine. Heat emergencies, that's routine. Building collapses, as routine. This is a routine thing New York City faces. Building collapses. So, but we know that they pulled off 9/11 because investigations were immediately halted, according to fine, outstanding veteran FBI officers who tell you exactly that. They said, listen, we asked for emergency. Not only are we forbidden to pursue the Al-Qaeda leads that Anthony Shaffer gives us as a complicit actor, but immediately after 9/11, I'll just see if I can pull it up here. Immediately after 9/11, the FBI had made formal requests for emergency funding. This is right after 9/11. Emergency funding. They're asking the Bush administration, you have to allow the allocation of some money to go to the FBI because we need emergency funding. There's no investigations happening after 9/11, buddy. Who are you trying to con here? And here it is. It's available at Rents. Fact, in the early days after the September 11th attacks, the Bush White House cut nearly two-thirds of an emergency request. Well, they did give some money, but we already know that there are complicit actors in here that sees all the video, for example. It says you can't see his top secret. We can't see the video of something hitting the Pentagon? What are you saying, man? Why would you want to do that? Why would you cheat us that way as an enemy to freedom? We want to get to the facts here. But by closing investigations, it's called obstruction, you've forbidden us to do such things. You know, and yet, you know, Anthony Shaffer, boy, it's going to, I don't know if I'm going to have enough time because he's so disturbing. Right, but if we just go by the facts, you know, we have a Senator Bob Graham, you know, and he's part of the 9/11 inquiry. He says there's a cover-up. They're not allowing you to understand that he's looked at the and so has a reporter on this also. A wire transfers to two of the hijackers with Muhammad Atta getting cash from this Biomi guy who flies out to leaves the country and goes back to Saudi Arabia, and he's on the intelligence 9/11 intelligence committee inquiry. Not the commission, but an inquiry that's a branch of this. And he says, well, listen, we have to get to the bottom of this. So what does Zelikow say? He says, well, Zelikow, or the FBI, they say, the FBI, went to go talk to Bayomi, and he said he played no part in it. Oh, well, case closed. That's what they said about General Mahmoud Ahmad. They said, well, he said he didn't play any part in it. No, he did. He resigned in embarrassment. But he was complicit. The FBI tracked the wire transfer down again. Again, they didn't realize that we could track this stuff down. You know, but Bob Graham, he's a sitting congressman, or he was then, right? He's still active. Go see his video on YouTube. He's talking about the fact that he's witnessed this information, and then Zelikow takes it away and blocks it out on the report. Zelikow, who's this guy? You guys know anything about this guy? It's a freak you out, I guess, if you don't know that this is Anthony Shaffer's buddy here. He's the guy who starts Anthony Shaffer off on his path. And what is his path? He's a reservist. He's in the Army Reserve, but you're a major. So somebody's going to have to clear that up on me because I don't understand. That's no big allegation or whatever, but his story just doesn't jive. But I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm so excited about having you listen to some of the evidence available on his angles regarding this mass murder of sailors, for example, the Cole bombing. He said he knew it was going to happen before it took place, and they tried to warn specifically the commander of the Cole, like days before, he says. And then what? Why wouldn't you have bin Laden arrested then? You see, if the Taliban's offering him to Clinton more than 40 times, where were you, Anthony? You said you had evidence that specifically bin Laden made a threat against the Cole specifically. And he's telling him, don't go into Aden, he says. It's going to be attacked, he suggests, days before. And yet he didn't support the arrest of bin Laden when he had an easy opportunity. And the Taliban don't need nothing special. Anything will do. It doesn't matter. How do you form that conclusion? He says it's top secret. Doesn't matter that it's top secret. You're aiding in the escape of bin Laden right there. Right? That's only a little snippet of what I got in store for you. There's some incredible stuff I've discovered over the last year. So holy mackerel, you will believe it because it's clear as day when you witness this yourself also. Hang on, my friends. Hang on. Other side.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, so this is really important, you know. Okay, so they want to get into Afghanistan, and the only way to do that is to close investigations immediately, because that way the Taliban, of course, being good Christians, will refuse to persecute an innocent person. They have already tried to hand him over to Clinton more than 40 times. Anthony Schaefer makes no mention of this. Anthony Schaefer makes no mention of any of the real terrorists, and he's the only guy who's allowed to do such investigations, and he's not a police officer. This is really critical. The head of the counterterrorism task force of the FBI is forbidden to investigate the coal, right? And if he was investigating the coal, he would be investigating Anthony Schaefer. He would be saying, Anthony Schaefer, how is this possible? And he wouldn't be able to be stopped by this lie to say that he's got top secret info. He didn't support the arrest of bin Laden through all those times. All he had to do was say, look, here's a letter from bin Laden saying he's going to blow up the coal. Here's a newspaper that printed he made this threat. Here's a recorded phone call. You know, here's somebody pretending to be bin Laden with CGI. You know, that's all he needed to do, but he never did that, right? That's important to know. And now if he's lying about it, which we will catch him at many lies if I get an opportunity. You know, there's so much here. I have a hard time. I wanted to organize this, and I go, this is too complicated. It's just so many things he said that are a counter to his own claim. Like, he contradicts himself all over the place. But if he was lying, then he would be for sure aiding in the escape of those who really killed those sailors. 17 dead sailors. 27 seriously injured sailors also. Dead. 17. You know, 27, some of them missing limbs, I'm sure. Eyes and ears. Right? He's either He's either escaped bin Laden by refusing to have him arrested on those more than 40 opportunities, or even at 9/11, you could say, look, he blew up the coal. Here's Anthony Schaefer's recorded telephone call of him saying just as much before it happened. Right? That's 9/11, of course, is the pinnacle of this evil, right, with the Taliban. But even in the coal. So he didn't support, now through all the rest of the, when he was still running Able Danger, right? With who? You know, his partners in here are just crazy. But he didn't do that. And if he's lying, he's definitely escaping those that killed those Marines, because the FBI is forbidden to investigate. They said John O'Neill was incompetent, and Barbara Bodine claimed that he's embarrassing us. He's embarrassing us, you know, so we can witness this this control. And you don't have, you become, instead of defending your ego, just go, wow, that's right. I did remember all the stories, and RBN might even have this on their website. And they probably, you probably do, you know, because I see the title, too. And I go, wow, DHS, Department of Homeland Security, says the enemy is freedom lovers. Right. And we go, wow, that's incredible. That would be an incredible story, because it would be so totalitarian, so ungodly, that nobody could hold that position in any public building or any public space. You couldn't have two men standing in front of a camera, one guy saying, yeah, it's the freedom lovers, that's the enemy. Right. So I thought, well, this could be really, really expose some demented person who's running things over the Department of Homeland Security. But it's nothing of this case, and the story is incredible, because I look on the internet and everybody's repeating it. Just like I said, we're affected by suggestion. We think it's true. I read the comments on Prison Plan. I'm going, come on, nobody even read this thing. And I'll start in on this freedom lovers thing. Hey, listen, hopefully this will work.
States. However, one of the things that I've noticed, and I actually was on Fox News in July, talking about the fact that DHS. Department of Homeland Security is now incorporated in its training. Now, this is what the DHS does to train local law enforcement. They have incorporated in their training the concept that, quote-unquote, freedom lovers should be looked at as potential terrorist organizations.
That's a quote.
That's a quote. And so I actually said on national TV, this is insane. You cannot try to disabuse yourself of the clear and factual evidence that the majority, the vast majority of real terrorism attacks over the past 12 years have been perpetrated, planned and perpetrated by radical Islamists. I'm sorry, that's the fact.
Can you imagine that? This guy is the intelligence expert beyond all intelligence experts, right? He's got no concern about the explosives in Building 7. And he's sold as a patriot, and he says it's all radical Muslims. And this is a guy who knows Ali Muhammad did the African embassy bombing. He's working for this is according to the court record through Patrick Fitzgerald, written about by Peter Lance. Hopefully, maybe I'll play that audio too of Peter Lance on Bill O'Reilly saying it's Ali Muhammad. Here's the court proceedings. Here's my book on the subject. And this is Patrick Fitzgerald who said he could go free, right? And Ali Muhammad is not on any of these maps that he's made for us. Right, Schaefer? There's no, he doesn't have Ali Muhammad on there. He doesn't have Salem on there. Salem was found to be responsible for the first World Trade Center bombing. It's a 1,500 pounds of explosives. And they murdered a bunch of innocent Americans there. And he was found to be the sole individual responsible, not only for kidnapping a judge, which is, everybody seems to have missed that. He does admit to kidnapping a judge, and presumably it's an American judge. Serious, serious criminal offense there. But this guy organizes the terrorist cell. He gets it from scratch. He tries to go to Rockman and says, hey, you want to commit a crime against America? And that's really hazy. Peter Lance would probably be the expert to know what the established history is on that relationship. But how I understand is that he couldn't recruit this guy, but found one of his underlings to go with him back and blow the place up. He gets the explosives together, and they put it in the World Trade Center, and they blow it up, and that's the cause of this terrorist act is Salem. Salem isn't on his chart. Anthony Schaefer's chart. How can you miss that guy? But I guess you guys didn't miss this part where I just finished telling you about that's incredible story. And like I say, it's probably an RBN. And that's I'm trying to have people understand how weird our world is. Like the truth of the matter. So the truth of the matter is I go get the report. I figure, like I say, like it's going to be incredible. I can't believe it. I can't wait to read this. It's going to be such a shock to the system and everything. Let's see what I just want to make sure I know what page I'm on. 13. Okay. So page 13 of the document is quite revealing. But right at the top, this guy response to Alex Jones from the Homeland Security. And he wrote this on July 5th. So Alex Jones has been saying this already for several months. And we're in September. That recording was from last Friday's show. And he says at the top, I want to make this short because he says several paragraphs. He goes, quote, first, at no point has any START study defined persons, and then he's quoting presumably Alex Jones, defined persons as, quote, suspicious or centralized federal authority, unquote, and, quote, reverend of individual liberty as terrorists. He says, nowhere in this report does it say that those who are reverent of individual liberty we make as terrorists. He says, instead, we assign the ideological classifications only to a group have already carried out and completed or attempted terrorist attacks. And to make a long story short, and he just slams Alex Jones repeatedly on this, and he wrote this on July the 5th. And essentially saying, we got this database of terrorist acts, 100,000 terrorist acts that occurred, and we determine how many are where their motivations lie. Are they called left-wing radicals? Are they called right-wing radicals? Are they doing it for a religious purpose? And like page 13, it gives you the list of all the reasons. And there's nothing, and the Freedom Lover isn't even in this document. And it's the original document that he's citing. Now, it's a piece of junk. It's probably cost $500 million to make this thing, and they just correlate the relationships of the data of 100,000 terrorist strikes since, I think, 1988. And they use this data, and they say, well, in so many cases, the media said it was a right-wing group, or the media said it was a fundamentalist group. And so what? If you want to deal with the terrorist threat, you have to follow probable cause to nab the actual bad guys. So it's just really a pointless study. And it's got nothing to do with Homeland Security devising a strategy to go after the freedom lovers. That's not what this is. It's about a database of 100,000 crimes and them correlating relationships. When you do get to definitions, and this is like the foreword was put in on July 5th. This whole thing was created probably sometime sooner, or when Alex Jones essentially started making his allegations. But, you know, for extreme right wing, they define it as extreme right wing groups believe that one person or national way of life is under attack or is either already lost or is at threat of imminent attack and believe they need to prepare for an attack either by participating in paramilitary operations and training or survivalist groups, maybe severely nationalistic, anti-global, suspicious of federal authority. And none of this is, they're trying to define what it means to be extreme right wing. And then it goes to extreme left wing, groups that want to bring about change through violent revolution. They're more decentralized, non-hierarchical, and are referred to often as anarchists. And then religious groups, and then ethno-nationalist separatist parties. And that's what this report is. So it's got nothing to do with what Alex Jones has been trumpeting every day for the last maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And the report is right there. And it's a piece of junk. It doesn't help us. Like, the title is National Consortium with a Study of Terrorism. They're not studying anything. They're just grabbing all the news clips of who they blame for that offense or this offense. Like Anthony Schaefer. What did he do? He blamed radical Muslims. How does he know who set the explosives into Building 7 were radical Muslims? Right? The investigations were closed. The chief, counterterrorism chief for the FBI says he's forbidden to do his job. W1999. This started with Clinton. And we have this all over the place. We have this with Goldman Sachs, the Justice Department saying Goldman Sachs is not in violation of any laws, and we've looked at it thoroughly, and there's no basis to suggest that they're operating with malicious criminal contempt for the value of your life, sucker. And William Black, he's a guy who assists the FBI in prosecutions and has done so in the past, arresting more than 1,000 of these banksters who tried to steal billions of dollars from the American people. But he was working there with the cops to nab these guys because he understood how these crimes went down. And sometimes they get a little tricky. He's on CNBC last week or so. And you can get this. William Black, he says, yeah, the Justice Department says this, but we're drowning in evidence. And, you know, I'm here to tell you they sold AAA securities to the Bank of Germany. And they were junk, and they knew it. And then they bought insurance on it from AIG. They said, we want to buy insurance on this AAA stuff. And the AIG says, well, you're going to buy insurance like a bet that this stuff is going to collapse? And AIG says, yeah, it's going to collapse tomorrow. This guy's, the Bank of Germany is going to be just standing there in their underwear. So we want to take bets. AIG says, okay, we'll take a bet. So it's not worth anything. The Bank of Germany files criminal action against Goldman Sachs. It's in the Associated Press newswires. They wanted to see Goldman Sachs arrested for this criminal fraud, where they sold something that clearly wasn't AAA when they claimed it was. And then how does AIG work into this? Well, when you bailed them out, that money went to Goldman Sachs. He says, all massive criminal fraud. William Black is aware of this, plus so much more other shenanigans. But fundamentally, of course, they're lending us our own credit. You know, but, you know, and then there's other serious crimes of derivatives. And I've talked about that on another show, and we don't have time right now. But anyway, William Black says on CNBC, name the FBI officer. You see, this is the con. This is the con when the TV and so on say the FBI says. Who says? It's only Holder at the Justice Department who has no qualms about letting go a cop killer, John Batiste Kingsley. Why can't some of Alex Jones' friends who say they're anti-Obama call Obama a cop killer? They're giving grenades to the Mexican drug cartel. We got the guy's name, and the Wall Street Journal reported that they let him go scot-free. And then they fired the clerk for being so stupid there. Who's so stupid where? We know the guy's name. We know the guy's, and again, with Anthony Schaefer. So this is very curious. And again, this is what I mean about our struggles here. We have to realize we're affected by suggestion. I'm sure a lot of honorable people said that Homeland Security's nuts. They want to go to war against those who are freedom lovers. The Department of Homeland Security does not want to follow probable cause and arrest those who commit mass murder against our America. Right? So they're not supporting justice. You know, the police officers in New York City are not supporting justice. While they waste billions of your dollars spying on people simply for the color of their skin, heroin pushers on the street corner are wreaking havoc on our souls, right? If you're going to follow probable cause for heroin sales, let's say, and you're with the DEA, well, you get to the guy on the street corner. Where are you getting it from? Well, he's getting it from some guys connected to this Mexican drug cartel. If they were, you know, fine outstanding officers to actually track it back. And then you're going, well, where do you get it from? Well, we have the American soldiers on YouTube right now saying they're just packing up, getting ready to go. And they say, well, they have to do it because the Taliban would have done it. And no, they wouldn't have. The Taliban were religious fundamentalists who believed in Christ, or so they claimed, that it would be against Allah to sell heroin. So they made it, you know, practically a lethal offense and just about completely wiped out the entire business across the country. But for this tiny sliver of land that was controlled by Blackwater, and they were called the Northern Alliance. Now, Anthony Schaefer works into that little thing there. It's incredible. So that's where that report went. Now, we got to get back to Anthony Schaefer because it's just, you guys aren't going to believe the stuff I got on this guy. He really has no commitment to defend us, and yet he's coming out forward. So there's something admirable in what he's doing. It almost reminds me of Rothschild. Rothschild, famous banker, was quoted to say something like this. As long as he has control of the issuance of currency or the issuance of credit, it doesn't matter what anybody says. They can vote, do whatever they want. They can talk on the radio. John can say anything. It doesn't matter. They'll never be able to understand what credit is. It's too complicated. They'll say they got to go to the gold standard, and then they'll just flip back and forth, and we'll just go back and forth, you know. Now you got to buy some gold. That's an interesting argument. Investing in gold is really the best bet you can have because you really do maintain the value, and as the economy is further plundered, you can make off as a bandit also. But it's safe, you know, if you have some kind of income that you want to invest. But going to the gold standard, look, you got to buy some gold from somebody, right? They're going to accept the counterfeit, what Ron Paul would call counterfeit then? You know, this is the thing about bailing out the Bank of Germany. You know, they want criminal charges filed against Goldman Sachs. Goldman Sachs and Jamie Dimon and the gang just decided to print up $16 trillion. And again, we suffer from, it's a form of hypnosis, where people say, yeah, I've got to audit the Fed, yeah, I remember that. And Ron Paul is right there, and he's saying, yeah, we got to audit the Fed, I'm trying to get the votes, oh, we failed, but we already got it. And then, and when you already got it, there are excuses, as Alex Jones says, well, it's only partial, we got to get the full audit. No, well, it's enough to know that they stole $16 trillion from us and gave it to banks like the Bank of Germany, Deutsche Bank. And then Deutsche Bank's criminal complaint is no longer have any complaints. Right, so why would you give all these banks $16 trillion? All they do is take our money. They have no expenses. Do you see? It's extortion. It's embezzlement. The extortion is on September 2008, where they say if we don't give them our tax money, they're going to run the country into the ground. Right, but we know that J.P. Morgan had more than $1 trillion in assets. A Federal Reserve report that I read out to you last week somewhere is talking about the top seven banks or the top eight banks have trillions of dollars, or more than $10 trillion hidden offshore. You know, they're hiding their trillions of dollars offshore. J.P. Morgan has more than $1 trillion to borrow out to anybody. They're saying, but you got to give them your tax money on only hopes and prayers that they might lend some back to you at compound interest. But J.P. Morgan, according to Bill Moyers, because of the repeal of Glass-Steagall and they don't have any capital requirements to cover their credit or our credit that's being hijacked, they didn't even have to. They're not even responsible for one trillionth of what they borrow. So theoretically, J.P. Morgan, at the time they said we were in crisis, was perfectly so-called legally within their right to lend out as much as $1,000 trillion. Right? But they said they needed that money. Right? Or we'd be running to the ground come Monday morning. It was a Friday-Monday attack. And then on Monday, and then for the preceding months and years later, they never borrowed anything. And you said we were going to run to the ground if you couldn't borrow us anything. And where did all the money go? But so we find with the audit, though, that we're so many people, or you're just reading old news. You go, well, I was reading the news today, but it's really from, you know, 8 months earlier, and they're saying we got to audit the Fed. Maybe you didn't have the knowledge that it had already been audited. But this highlights our problems. The national debt is just reaching $16 trillion now. That you have to pay a huge portion of your life, and generations after generations after generations are expected to sacrifice also. At least from what I understand, about 30% of everybody's income, unless you're wealthy, unless you're part of the Republican establishment, and I guess you don't pay any taxes, is some of them don't pay any taxes or whatsoever, particularly in the banking industry and these capital tax exemptions, which are a crime, but people, it's way too complicated. I find a hard time explaining it or even understanding it myself sometimes, but they're just moving around money, not having to pay taxes. But everybody else has to pay taxes, and the Federal Reserve, through your authority, was able to create more than the entire debt in minutes. Our meat units utilize only but hang on, my friends. House freeze-dried cooked ground
chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle T-U-F-F shelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what. Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying an investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control? Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
So this idea of left-wing, right-wing, you know, people will associate attributes of their ego or their character to say they're conservative or they're liberal, and these mean nothing. These labels mean nothing. I can show you all kinds of different people that are liberal. It's a weakness. It's like saying you have an answer to a question that hasn't even yet been asked. But in this report from the DHS that I actually wanted to touch upon, I forgot, is when they define the right-winger, the extreme right-wing ringers in these 100,000 cases, they talk about ideologue, that this is actually something of a threat. Now, you can have left-wing ideologues or right-wing ideologues. It's just a person who has an answer for a question that's really baseless. It makes no sense. Now, here's where ego gets involved, because many people have these opinions, and I'm sorry, you know, what can I tell you? I don't want to hurt your feelings, but we need to reach for higher ground where we truly respect the rights of the individual is what I'm trying to champion here, as yourself included. But, you know, for example, a right-wing ideologue like Alex Jones will tell you that you got to limit government. And that doesn't mean anything. You limit us from prosecuting KBR gang rapists, you mean? Limit criminal fraud, how about? That's a good one, right? And during the Republican National Convention, they played an audio snippet of Ron Paul speaking. And then it says, yeah, we got to get rid of the regulations. There's too many regulations. That's an ideological position. Why is it ideological, which means stupid? Because traffic lights, they don't work in your community. Got to get rid of the traffic lights. The traffic lights that ease congestion and save real people's lives, you say is stupid. Rules are dumb. And that's what an ideologue is. But you can have it on any side. It's just people who don't have actual understandings. And they, in a sense, escape those who are truly defrauding us or, you know, like I say, gang raping American women, KBR gang rapists. You know, go to republicansforrape.org. Check it out. John Corin. His position is the women who have been raped, who are trying to get justice, they truly just don't want to have their dirty laundry aired. They don't want, and that's the semi-quote, I'm almost saying, quoting him verbatim, you know, that these victims don't want to air their dirty laundry. And yet they're there screaming for justice, of which is being denied ourselves. We don't have the skills to stand united on a national stage to treat each other with respect. Instead, Alex Jones will tell you what all the liberals think, and that's a way to divide us, right? He'll say derogatory things about Maddow, saying she's Mr. Maddow, or Napolitano is Mr. Napolitano. Now, if you happen to be gay, you're going to feel like you're being disenfranchised in some way. Maddow's got all kinds of faults, man. She advances that we fluoridate our community with a substance that causes fluorosis. Digesting fluoride gives you fluorosis. It's a poison, and it's got to go immediately. And to do that, on a national stage such as Late Night with Johnny, I would go, listen, it's got to stop like right now, like tomorrow morning, no more fluoridation of any community. The person who disagrees, you please phone up and we'll be polite to hear your reasoning behind this, because there is no reason. It causes fluorosis. You say, yeah, it's for your teeth. We're swallowing it, right? So again, the certainty of that is, again, I would argue it's also an attribute of God. But we're just scared of anything certain. We want plausible deniability. We want an ability to say, yeah, well, maybe not. Why do I have to speak out for the defense of my neighbor's wife being gang raped? Maybe she wasn't gang raped. You know, we desperately want an excuse to not get up off our keisters while we're watching football. But clearly not RBN listeners, because this is the greatest place on the planet or in the universe, presently speaking. I'm telling you, where else can you get this kind of info, this free exchange of ideas? Now, I want you to phone me, because I hate to be here by myself all the time. I feel, you know, a little lonely. So you got to call me, you got to give me a call, 877-488-5350. So let's just touch a little bit more on this Anthony Schaefer. Some weird, very strange stuff going on here. Let's see. Let's touch this. Hopefully you'll hear this.
I actually made my protective disclosure. Well, I think you did know this. I was actually undercover in Afghanistan working on something called leadership targeting. I was a member of the leadership targeting cell going after the first tier and second tier of Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. I was actually on Fox recently talking about McChrystal's selection to be the next commanding general because I worked for McChrystal during 2003-2004. So it's not like I wasn't on the front line doing things, and Peter's point is well taken. I was actually out there when Philip Zelikow shows up at Bagram saying, hey, does anybody here have any information about, you know, pre-9/11 intelligence? And I went forward and...
He's an Army reservist who Zelikow comes up to him in Afghanistan and just, does anybody here have any information?